Log Talk Radio.
I want y'all to get up out of your seats or go around and 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock or even 12. Thank God. Hallelujah. We have service in the afternoon. So our pastor teaches that he would give us the housekeeping suggestion on this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Yes, they got the Bible. Hallelujah, which is your textbook. And I know it's not easy, hallelujah, for Institute of Biblical Learning, but the Word of God is our textbook. That's where we're learning from. Hallelujah. They got your composition notebook. Hallelujah. They got your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn
yours off. I do. Okay. Hallelujah. Your Bible, your composition notebook. They got your communion elements. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
They got your communion elements.
Thank you,
so we'll be ready to have communion, whatever you want to use, your cracker, your bread, your juice, whatever you have. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Thank you, Jesus. And also, when you're taking communion, have those members, have those family members or people in your heart, in your mind that you want to stand proxy for healing.
Hallelujah.
People that you know that have the situation going on. And believe in God for their healing. Hallelujah. Redo your morning alarm for morning prayer. Hallelujah. Which is another number from this number.
Hallelujah.
Our morning number is 605-475-4800.
Uh-huh.
That's our morning prayer. But that number has an access code.
Yes.
And the access code is 759-849-POUND.
Yes.
That's the morning prayer number. It's different from the number that we have service on. Hallelujah. Review your Tuesday evening along. Hallelujah. Be ready for our Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. And it's been final time. The students are having fun. Doing their final test.
They're probably saying, oh, God, I'm going to take that number and cross
it. Hallelujah. But they can't say they haven't learned a whole lot about the Word of God and about the Bible, period. Hallelujah. Then there's our Wednesday, our midweek Wednesday victory service. Hallelujah. That's heard all over the world. Hello to our people in Madagascar, Africa, and in Chile, and Australia, all over the world. God bless you. And
you,
the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship.
Yes.
The Men's Fellowship is from 7 to 7:40, and the Women's Fellowship is from 7:50 until 8:30. That's the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month is when our guest speaker comes in. And this month, our guest speaker will be the mighty, hallelujah, woman of God, Elder Q.B. Stevenson, coming to break the Word of God down with us and to us and just sharing. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we will be serving a natural meal that's free of charge, having fellowship with the people of God. Hallelujah. Whenever you have a chance, visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org. Hallelujah. And see what the ministry's vision and mission is. Hallelujah. There's a cash app there if you choose to donate. Hallelujah. Name your fee. Hallelujah. And also, there's a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Look up. If you can't find it, if you aren't able to go to it, if you text me, I'll send you the link. It's Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. I can send the link to you if you're unable to find it. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great and mighty things. We want to be able to minister to the whole city of Baltimore.
Hallelujah.
Not just worldwide, but we have our local people. Hallelujah. There are many needs in Baltimore City, and we believe in God to be able to minister to the people here in Baltimore City. But we believe in God, and I know He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According to the power that's the work of the thing, yes. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God says. And we thank you. Hallelujah. The first Sunday in September is Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So start asking your friends, your neighbors, your family members now to save that date and to come to church with you. Hallelujah. We'll be glad to have them. Thank you, Pastor Becky.
plastic drawers in my refrigerator. And they were cracked and
and all the front of the room was up, but I was still using it, still using it. I could still put stuff in there. And this past week, I had to take the Army boy to the junkyard. And I said, because, you know, bulk trash days, everything changed and everything, so you had to wait. I said, no, I don't want to wait. I want to hurry and get this, put this somewhere. And when I went there, and the gentleman told me, he said, oh, that's metal, so it goes over there where the refrigerators and the appliances are. And I said, I wonder if there's a refrigerator over there like the one I had at home. So I said, sir, is there one of those refrigerators over there? I said, do they have the drawers in them? And he said, well, let's go see. He said, well, what kind you got in? I said, well, one of them double door ones. And don't you know, the first one he started, he said, here's one right here. And I said, oh. And it was all, of course, you had to take the doors off of them. And so, and lo and behold, they were the drawers I needed.
Amen.
Don't you know, sometimes we think we don't have any value. We are tossed in a junk pile. We life has whipped us up so much that we don't have any value. We feel as if, well, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a teacher, I'm not this, I'm not that. So, like, what use, what value do I have? God has value on all of us. He has value on us. And don't you know, he said, well, take these. And I went there, I didn't go there for that. But I was blessed with those drawers. I'd already priced those drawers. I saw them $50 a piece.
Wow.
So God blessed me with them. Then there were the drawers that I could put on the side of, on the side shelf.
Right.
And so therefore, I said, I'll pick those up. Put that in my trash bag, too. So I'm coming over and see if they fit. They were all washed up, bleached up. I said, oh, my gosh. No, they fit.
Oh,
my gosh. My refrigerator looks, on the inside, looks like a new refrigerator.
Oh,
it's more shells than what I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what? And I thought about it. I thought about the song, Something Beautiful, Something Good. All of my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. He understood all I had to offer him, my brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. And what made my refrigerator beautiful was those broken doors that I took out and put in a trash bin. And what God blessed me was something that came from the junkyard.
Yeah.
That someone had discarded. That someone thought it was normal. That wasn't someone that was in good anymore. It had no value. Hallelujah. And then I brought it home. Washed it up. Cleaned it up. And placed it and made something. Made us a refrigerator that I had while it looked beautiful. Hallelujah. Isn't that us when we come to Christ?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We receive it. We don't have any problems. We receive it. We can't do it. We receive it. The enemy has tore us up. But that's how we feel. We feel the enemy has tore us up. Racist and just tore us apart. And we think we come to God all broken. Hallelujah. We think, Lord, I don't know what you can do with me, Jesus, but I offer myself to you. Hallelujah. And I thought about this scripture in 2 Corinthians 12. And it talks about the members. And it says, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor.
Hallelujah.
And our uncomely hearts have more abundant comeliness, for our comely parts have no need. But God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor
to that part which lacketh.
Look, we think sometimes, Lord, I can't do anything for the body of Christ. I'm just, all I do is go to church on Sunday. But don't you know you have a part in the body of Christ?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everybody can't sit in the pulpit.
Yes.
Everybody can't sit on a piano.
Yes.
Everybody can't sit in the ushers. Who's going to sit in the seat?
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have value. God has value to you.
Hallelujah.
You're just as precious
Lord,
to
Lord,
God
Lord.
as the preacher, as the person who's on the sound system, as the person who's playing the keyboard.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy to think that you have no value.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God picks us up from out of the life seat and we've given ourselves to him, he brushes off and he's put his Holy Spirit in us.
Hallelujah.
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 God is God. Hallelujah. So you have the same spirit in you that raised Jesus from the dead.
Hallelujah.
How valuable are you? Don't allow the enemy to think you just ain't. You ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Well, devil, you are, are you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God puts his seal on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
you all new glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
We can dispense right now because we've got the word.
Hallelujah.
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 God, thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Oh,
oh,
my
hallelujah.
We thank the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you,
Lord, I'm going to tell you. So many people have probably said to you in your lifetime, oh, it's finished. You're finished. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have thrown you to the trash heap of life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when someone told me, your life is over.
Mm-hmm.
I got a testimony.
Glory
after they said my life is over, I got a degree from a computer school. I got 3 degrees in history. I got married, got 8 children, 17 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and 1 more on the way. Watch out. After they told me my life was over.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I think somebody prayed for me. What y'all think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't listen to the lies that the devil will try to give you. Don't you internalize none of that junk in y'all. That's what needs to be in the junkyard.
Yes.
The devil and all his junk and garbage that he's been down.
Amen, amen.
What do we do?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. Glory to God. For the Lord. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. You know what, Pastor Pete?
Thank you, Jesus.
After that,
glory
it's
God.
A good time.
Hallelujah.
A good communion.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The meal that heals.
Oh, yes, yes.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, divides life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. You in radio land, and you that are here now, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Let everybody that God woke up this morning say amen.
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 Glory, hallelujah.
Let those that didn't wake up this morning say amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory, glory. I put y'all, they took the fucking man and said, I said, let those that didn't wake up this morning say amen. No, pay attention. Now, look here. They told me, one guy said, look here, I was so poor that when I was young, I couldn't even pay attention.
Oh.
Y'all pay attention.
Oh.
Just don't eat up what it says.
Yeah.
You listen with the eyes of your faith and your ears to what it says.
Oh.
Like I would say, all those who want to go to hell, say amen.
And nobody,
I was waiting for that one. I was just checking on that. Y'all gotta pay attention, y'all. This ain't no show now, y'all. Now, all those that God woke up this morning, say amen.
Amen.
All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, feel that one. Oh, my God, pay attention. You can wake up. They're walking in the street. They're walking in the street. My. Walking in the street. Oh, yeah. Well, some people do that.
138 verse 2. That's your word.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 15,
hallelujah,
verse 26.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God,
you
said.
Thank you,
God.
God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they ain't going to overtake you. When I see the blood, shout out of all four, six, and then one more. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and saviors. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit we lodge in the tissue. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys. Every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every touch. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every touch.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Pastor
Jesus.
Peaches, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't fooling around today. What
hallelujah.
Time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for the word.
That's the thing. I tell you, hallelujah. You have started something today, Pastor
Thank
Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you, Jesus.
I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Yes.
I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal the one. Deliver the one.
Yes.
Set the captives free. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellent accuracy and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles follow in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, we say, if you notice now, we curse you for the news and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the harvest and every seed sown today. 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And in the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
On this past Wednesday, we shared a message about six ways to guarantee you won't grow spiritually. You won't grow as a Christian. And it's only fitting that today I share with you six ways to grow spiritually, to grow as a Christian. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen. Yes.
Because we really want to know what to do instead of what not to do. Because if we spend a whole lot of time on doing what we ought to be doing, we won't have time to do what we shouldn't be doing.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
See, for the longest time, a lot of churches and preachers are teaching sin consciousness.
Yeah. Amen.
But they did not understand that when you preach all of that all the time, folks don't know what to do.
Amen.
Right? Because you spend a whole lot of time on talking about what you ought not do.
Yeah.
But see, we got to flip the coin.
That's right.
Yeah. We got to check. We want folks to be righteousness consciousness.
Amen.
To have righteous consciousness.
Yeah.
Is that all right
with
y'all?
Yes.
There's six ways that I guarantee you can grow as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow spiritually. And I'm going to tell you, and you ought to know this. Number one is prayer.
Amen.
Number two is spending time in the Word. Number three, good shit.
Yes.
Is forgiving. Have a heart of forgiving.
Yes.
Forgiving. Hallelujah. That's number three. Number four. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's
love.
That's love.
Yeah, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Jesus. Love. You want to grow spiritually, but work on your love.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, believe. You got to believe, then you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And number six, is live by faith. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Who said that?
Come on,
sister.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You get one, two. Just the love. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Smart wife. Smart church member.
Amen.
Oh, amen. It's good to listen.
Amen.
To the word.
Yes,
to
it
take
is.
Notes.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ask the teachers, if you would, give the address for the scripture.
2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Timothy 3. Verses 16 and 17. Ephesians 4:32. 1 John 4:20. 11:24. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. Hebrews 11:6. Romans 12:3. St. Luke 18:1b. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16.
Yes. Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I thank God for that. Thank you. You know what we do, don't you?
Hallelujah.
We jump off the script. Somebody go to Matthew chapter 7 for me, please.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Verse 24 and then 26.
Praise God.
That may be familiar to you, because you said, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday, but go ahead,
please. Therefore, whoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's the 24th verse.
Go ahead.
Continue?
Yes, go ahead.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell down. For it was founded upon a rock.
It would rain it now. Read that again.
Wait a minute. And the rain descended.
Okay, go to 24, 25, 26.
Okay. Therefore, whosoever hears these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not.
Fell not. Okay.
Amen. For it was founded upon a rock.
Stop. What we're dealing with today is solid rock.
Praise
God. Solid stone. The six ways. You can guarantee you're going to grow spiritually. It's solid. Yeah. It's based on the rock, and that rock is Christ. Go ahead and read.
Hallelujah. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
Thank you so much. It's important for you to understand that unless you build your life walk on the Word of God, that's why I say life is an open book test. You stand on the Word of God. You're standing on the rock. You stand on anything else, it's what? Seeking faith. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Peach, is that first scripture?
Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
If my people who are called by my name, there are a lot of people called Christians, would but humble themselves. In other words, they'll put themselves first in the line. Spend a little time with Jesus. To seek his face. And we're going to read some more.
Hallelujah. Second Timothy.
Okay, no, no, no.
If
my people call by my name, but humble themselves, pray.
And seek my face.
Okay, stop there. Pray. That some of us don't pray, except when we're getting ready to eat, or when we're in church. And if nobody's around when we get ready to eat, we don't even pray then.
Oh.
Ow! Somebody said ow, I thought.
Oh.
See, this kind of walk is a walk whether people watching you or not.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all heard?
Yeah.
Pray and seek my face. What is seek? Know God.
Yeah.
And how do you know God?
In his word.
In his word. You know that what you're talking about. That's the peace. Get in his word. That's why I keep telling you. I'm not just telling it because it sounds nice. Life is an open book test.
Amen. Yes, it is.
That sounds nice, but it's real.
Yes.
Everything that you're going through, everything you're going to go through, ain't nothing new over the sun.
Amen.
Under the sun.
He said, well, they got new cars and new boats and airplanes.
Well, you know what Genesis says. After Adam and Eve sinned, the word of God says, God drove them out of the car. Now, I don't know if it was a Rolls Royce or a limousine or whatever. But what I wanted to share with you is that the metal, the material, that car, that boat, that airplane, that ship, that building, that whatever it is made of, was created long time ago.
Amen.
After God said, and God said.
Yes,
ain't nothing new under the sun, baby. So call it a little.
Amen.
If our people call by my name, but would humble themselves and pray. Because if you don't humble yourself and pray, you're perpetrating a hoax. You tell everybody, I'm a Christian, I go to church, I do this, I pray, and you don't pray. You don't seek to know more of God. You don't read his word. That's what it means, seek his faith. Get in his word and see who he really is.
Amen.
Because if you get in the word of God, and you look in Exodus, and you see where God told Moses, I am that I am. And then you go all the way to John 10:10. It says the thief comes by for still killing the story, but I am. Come. He could have said, I'm here. To give you a lot more about it. But he said, I am come. The I am from Exodus was there in John. You see the connection. I am whatever he needs to be to you. To have a more abundant life, he gonna be there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am come. I have come for all the way from Exodus to John to give you more abundant life.
Hallelujah.
But you can't see that if you don't look at his word.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't study his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
shall come. If my people will call by my name, but I'm the dumb self seek and seek pray and seek my face.
And turn,
return
from the wicked ways.
That means repent.
Mm.
I mean, ask God for forgiveness, but not the same thing as repent. See, repent covers asking God for forgiveness and then turning away from that. Lord, forgive me for putting the drugs in my arm. And you put your paraphernalia back in your bag and you carry it around with you. Continue carrying it. You haven't turned no way. You haven't repented. You ask God for forgiveness and he will forgive you.
Amen.
Until the next time, you're going to use the drugs again. You got to turn from your wicked ways.
Right.
He says, when you do that, then he will hear from heaven.
Yes.
You know what he's hearing from heaven? The blessings! The windows of heaven are opening!
Mm-hmm.
And the blessings are coming!
Thank you, God.
Then when I hear from heaven, I'm going to forgive your sin. And heal your land. You know what your land is? That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Your children.
Thank you.
Your household. Your Eden is your land.
Mm-hmm.
Your generation. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next scripture?
Glory to God. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17.
Hallelujah.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Now listen, of course, I told you those six ways you can guarantee that you're going to grow spiritually. Glory to God. Pray. Read his word. Deal with forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What's the next one?
Believe.
Live
by faith.
And live by faith. Hallelujah. All of this.
You have to.
Hallelujah.
You have to.
That's it.
Yes.
So we got prayer. You got to pray. Because
yes.
Then, what did they check out of the word? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. Is it 5 and 8? First Thessalonians, I think 5 and 8 talks about pray without ceasing. St. Luke 18:1. You ought to always pray. Men are always to pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay in the word, y'all.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Yeah.
Also 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself a fool unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word into rightfully analyzing, rightfully understanding the
thank
word
God.
Of God, which is true.
Thank you for your word, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Stay in the word.
Yes.
What is it? And then give me the next scripture.
Ephesians 4:32.
Come on now.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Do you know what unforgiveness does? Unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and waiting for somebody else to die.
Amen.
You've got to forgive.
Amen.
You've got to forgive. I know. Jesus on the cross, even before you ask for forgiveness, Jesus said, for your Father, forgive because they know not what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you got to forgive them.
Amen.
Because it stifles your growth.
Yes, yes.
It hinders your progress.
Yes.
It hinders you from seeing God fully and completely because you're looking backwards. They did such and such to me and you're looking backwards. You can have an accident, y'all.
Amen.
Oh, okay. You don't believe me? Go out there and get behind the wheel of a car and start driving, but just look at it. How soon do you think you might have an accident? Real soon, huh?
Yes.
It's important to understand forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You got to forgive. Because what you've done is under the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put other folks' stuff under the blood. Forgive
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to say, just like Christ said, forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing.
Because
if they know who you are and whose you were and what you were, they wouldn't have done it. They backed off real quickly. They slink away. Because in the Old Testament, the manifested presence of the Lord was in the Ark of the Covenant. Thousands, tens of thousands of people died because they messed with the Ark of the Covenant. Moses walked up on the mountain and the Spirit of the living God said, take off your shoes to the ground, you're standing on holy ground. That's pre-cross, post-cross. Guess where God dwells?
Yeah.
In you. Yeah. The manifest, the presence of the Lord is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And see, they are really blessed.
Thank you, Father.
That they don't drop dead for messing with you.
Amen.
Sometimes come at you like a lion. You say, excuse me, just for a moment. Father God, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Don't kill them or their family or their dog or their cat or the neighbor because of what they're doing now.
Amen.
Have mercy on them.
Have mercy on them.
And then you go back there. Now, what is that you're trying to tell me? And if they smart, it's, oh, nothing, sir. I'll see you later. Because you are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. Shabbat of the Shabbat. Check it in the book, Shabbat. Give me another scripture.
Thank you, Father. 1 John 4:20. Glory to God. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?
Y'all heard?
Yes.
Now, I did not write that.
It's the truth.
Like, don't you even say the prayer. I hate her. That's going to mess you up right then and there. Because words have power.
Yes.
You don't want God to call you a liar. Because I don't know what happens to liars. I know the Father of liars. I know what's going to happen to him. He's going to the lake of fire. I don't know what's going to happen to all of his children. They may go with him. I don't know. But you be careful. Now, you may dislike what people do, and that's cool. Because that's why you really think you hate them, because they did something that you didn't like. You can dislike them. But the word of God says, you owe no man but to love them. That is the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah. Go to those scriptures.
Mark 11:24. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Look here. Matthew 21:22. Mark 9:22. They basically say the same thing. Believe. You've got to believe before you receive. If you don't receive and then you believe. Say, I'm going to believe that I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be healed. No. With this Christ, I'm healed. You've got to step into your healing before you even see it. Before the pain even leaves your body, you've got to say, with the stripes on the heel. Before, hallelujah, your high blood pressure comes back to normal, you've got to say, with the stripes on the heel.
Amen.
Because when it happens, you don't have to believe. It doesn't happen. I mean, you're looking for a Cadillac and you got one sitting out front of your door. You don't have to believe for that. That doesn't already happen.
Amen.
You can testify, I've got a Cadillac. But you say, I'm going to believe it for a Cadillac. That's ridiculous.
Glory to God.
So to say, I'm believing for my healing. You've got to see your healing in the eyes of your faith.
Yes.
With the stripes, I'm healed. I'm waiting for the Lord to heal me. No, your healing is ready for you to accept it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, you've got to get a hold of that, because that's rhema. That's the epiphany.
Thank you.
You've got to step into your healing. You aren't waiting for your healing. Healing is waiting for you. Because he said in 1 Peter 2:24b, with his stripes, you were healed. And if you were healed, you are healed.
Amen.
So you've got to talk the right talk. See, because words have power.
Amen.
Paul in Proverbs 18:21. Hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of the what?
Come.
And you keep talking deaf and disbelief and all that stuff. You keep going down the litany and everything. Well, I'm not. And I tell you, Mike.
Hallelujah.
Shut up. Hallelujah. You speak life
to your man. Yes.
Because you can have what you say.
Amen.
Because what you say is either prophetic or pathetic.
Amen.
It's either something good or something bad.
Yes.
And what you want to say to yourself? Young lady, a Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptized,
demon destroyed, guardian of the word, hallelujah, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, into her life. And the rest is history. She's now married to a bishop. She's now glory to God. She got 8 children, 17 grandchildren, 6 great grandchildren, and 1 on the way. Mm. The man that she waited for went to a computer school. Hallelujah. Graduated and topped the class there. Went back to Boston and got a degree, then got 2 degrees of seminary, all related to history. Got a whole lot of certificates of art. God was working on that man. Because he had to be somebody special for somebody special.
Amen. Amen to that?
And since that happened, that same fella that wrote 2 books, in fact, he done wrote 4 books, got 2 more on the way. I can tell you who that is, but I know him a little bit.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who that is.
Glory.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 1:17. Hallelujah. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah. You live by faith, baby.
Oh, yes.
Faith is calling those things to be not as though they are.
Yes.
Faith is standing on the water and walking across the water.
Oh, yes.
The top of the water.
Thank you, God.
Faith is believing that stuff when common sense tells you not to.
Amen.
Faith is crazy things. But other people say, you're kind of crazy to believe that.
Hallelujah.
That's when you know you're doing what God wants you to do.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Because it's not about them. It's about you and God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's just a what?
Live by faith.
Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11.
Go ahead.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
God said to begin.
You
gonna live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta see everything. Oh, I gotta see it. I'm from Missouri. That's a show me state. You're gonna be in the back of the line somewhere. Because you wait for somebody to show you. You're not gonna be with those other folk on the other side that had the miracles happen because they live by
faith.
Hallelujah.
Is there any more scriptures?
Yes, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
There's a reward in living by faith.
Yes, there is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Father. There's a reward of living by faith. There is a reward that you get from God. Living by faith. Remember that. When you can't see with your natural eyes, you put your eyes in your faith. You know what the eyes of your faith are? Do you know, anybody know what the eyes of your faith are?
No.
Okay. Come on. Somebody says the word. That's the magic word. Come on now. The eyes of your faith, you know what that is? Okay, I'm gonna ask one more question. Okay, what is the largest nation in the world?
Imagination.
That is the eyes of your faith. You gotta imagine. You gotta see yourself in your imagination. You gotta see yourself cold, healed, and collected. You gotta see the new house.
or the new apartment, or the new car,
Amen.
Or the new husband,
yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Or
Amen.
The new wife, hallelujah,
right.
Hallelujah. You got to see it with the eyes of your faith. See, and you bring your imagination, you bring those thoughts into the meaning
yes.
of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
On 2 Corinthians 10:5, check that out too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go
ahead. Romans 3. Hallelujah. For I know through the grace given unto me that every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
A measure of faith?
The measure of faith.
Wait a minute. Is this the
amen
of faith?
Portion of faith.
See, some of y'all think, well, God gave some folks more faith than me. You all got the same measure of faith. The measure of faith. But if you don't use it, it's like you didn't get it, like what others didn't get it. If you don't put your faith into action, James 1, verses 22-25, says faith without
works is dead.
Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all, it just shall live by faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Yes, so the last two scriptures you threw in, that was St. Mark 18:1b. It says, you like me to read it?
Okay, you have to read it. That talks about how men are always to pray.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
First Thessalonians 5.
Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Bottom line, y'all. Be righteousness conscious.
Yes.
Be healing conscious.
Yes.
Don't spend more time talking about what you're being attacked with than about your healing.
Yes.
This is faith that you.
Yes.
But when somebody calls you and says, you know, you could pray for me because so, and you just get out the word. Psalm 107, verse 20. And he sent the word to
heal. Amen.
Do that. Send the word of God to heal.
Yes.
Tell them about how to glory to God.
Glory, glory.
3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Even as a soul. Give them those healing scriptures.
Thank you.
It takes some time sometimes to kind of go through the Bible and jot down about 4 or 5 healing scriptures. So when the enemy will come, because he will come, because he's like a roaring lion, mm-hmm. see when we make his vow, which is 1 Peter 5:8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bottom line, he's gonna keep coming. He'll leave for a while, and then he comes back. You know, we can either be sickness conscious, or we can be healing conscious.
Yes. Yes.
We can either be sin conscious, or righteousness conscious.
Yes. Yes.
It's up to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to stay on the rock. What about you?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Yes.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
All of the ground is sinking sand.
Father God, we do thank you for the message on today.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for the 6 ways that you guarantee spiritual growth,
yeah.
A glory as a Christian.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for your word, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. We give you the praise and give you the honor and the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there is anyone out there that wants it, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, no Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah, Lord God, you come into my heart, I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And you know what? You're now saved. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. 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 The angels in heaven rejoice over one that comes to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to give us a call after the broadcast, please dial 410
844-551-5152. Hallelujah. Don't forget to even to call us in the morning. We have prayer and worship with us in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We would love to have you. Hallelujah. Being there. Hallelujah. In the morning. Start your morning off with a bang. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dial 605-475-4800. And that access code is 759-849-POUND. Hallelujah. If you want to drop us a line in the mail, address your envelope, P.O. Box 4524. Oh, we got that P.O. Box. Hallelujah. 554. Hallelujah. 24. What is it again, honey?
24554,
yes. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. See you tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock for praise and worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.